final speaker is Stefan.
Hello, everyone. I'm Stefan Sinclair. My background is in 20th century French literature, which is why I'm in a department called Languages, Literatures, and Cultures in the Faculty of Arts. But now I do something that's called digital humanities. And when I say this to most people, there's a questioning look. It looks like it's something that shouldn't go together. But essentially, it's a range of questions, techniques, critical reflection about how to study things like literature, philosophy, history, and so on with computers. There's an adage that if you're holding a hammer, everything starts to look like a nail. The interesting questions for us, partly in digital humanities, is what happens to our cherished objects of study when we're holding a computer? So we could be interested in harvesting news, online news sources to try and determine if there are linguistic shifts that happen just prior to violent flare-ups in the Arab Spring and try and predict revolutions that might be coming. Reading environmental databases, extinction lists, for instance, as historical or literary narratives to try and interpret them differently than what's been done. This is me. This is a close-up of what's written on my shirt. I'm a particular kind of digital humanist. I like building things. I like developing things. That is my way of learning more about how things work. I'm going to go through a set of projects that I've been working on very quickly. The first one, the simulated environment for theater. Essentially, we've built, using a game engine, the Unity game engine, we've built an environment that allows actors to better learn their lines, directors to experiment with blocking techniques, maybe even historians, theater historians, to archive content together in one environment. You'll see there's a lot of different kinds of interfaces that we're working on. Another project of mine is Bon Patron. There's an English version. These are spelling and grammar checkers that are available online. In some ways, they're not very interesting, but they are interesting for me in that Bon Patron, for instance, gets about 40,000 visitors per day, which is about 40,000 more than any of my other projects. I'm going to skip over the Mandala browser. Voyant is a text analysis and an exploration, a reading environment for digital text. You can do all sorts of things. It's designed for humanists, for literary scholars, for instance, who don't want to learn a lot of command line things and just want to be able to upload their Word documents and start working. It has a variety of types of tools that are built in. And here are some of the more experimental, aesthetically, playfully oriented tools, things that maybe resonate better from an arts humanities perspective. I would like to close by saying that I am looking for people to work with me in digital humanities at McGill, especially for designing and developing cool interfaces like the ones I've mentioned. Thank you.